Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Play fake. Watson under pressure, stepping up, throwing deep down the middle for Hopkins into double coverage, and I believe it's intercepted. Adoree Jackson, his first career INT. He takes it away from Hopkins in the end zone, and that, sir, is a turnover and a touchback.
Adoree Jackson joins us from the Titans practice facility as the Titans wrap up practice today. Adoree, when you saw that pass in the air, were you surprised that Watson let it fly?
Pretty much, yeah. I was surprised the whole time for the fact that he was double coverage, but at the same time, I done seen Watson and Nuke come up with some crazy plays, and he'll throw it up, and Nuke will go up there and grab the ball and score a touchdown. So it was one of those. I wasn't shocked, but I was. It was like, shoot, he can either catch it or I can catch it. And it was one of the things where I was trying to make sure he didn't catch the ball.
How much was Byard's role in it? Did that make your going up and getting it possible?
I think just me being on the backside of the hip or his shoulder, I was backside on the shoulder, and then Deshaun lofting the ball up. I think KB, you know, obviously it played a role, because either if I was behind him, he could have zipped it in there if KB wasn't there, and I could have been boxed out. But having KB right there, having presence and being in the way, made him loft the ball up a little bit higher than, and let me get an interception.
Logan Ryan told us on his radio show earlier this week that maybe the other defensive backs have been practicing the backflip after big plays. Is that true? Are they still in your gimmick?
Yeah, I seen KD, Kenneth Durden. I didn't know he could backflip until the other day, and I seen him hit one. I was shocked, but I like that. You know, the more the merrier. You know, we can have a freaking gymnastics a routine out there when we get an interception. So just to see, you know, guys out there who's athletic, having fun, and playing fast, man, it's always good to see.
One thing we've seen from Blake Bortles, he's not afraid to throw outside the numbers against man coverage. Have you noticed that on film, and are you eager for some man coverage on Sunday?
Yeah, I've seen. I remember going against him last year at Jacksonville. We were man to man. He threw it at me a couple of times down the sideline. Had some PBUs, so I'm already knowing, you know, the type of player he is. Aggressive, want to get the ball out of his hand. He trusts his receivers, and I feel like as a receiver, you love that out of your quarterback, a guy that's going to throw it up, and if it's a 50-50 ball, he believes that his receivers are going to come down with it. So for us, it's all about just going out there and playing ball.
Titans corner Adoree Jackson with us on the Midday 180.
Adoree, I know you're not on the field at the same time as Jalen Ramsey, but he does play your position. Do you appreciate his honesty and how he talks about his opponents in a way that no one else across the league talks about them?
Yeah, I like how he carries himself, and I like how he goes out there and handles his business. A lot of people probably don't appreciate it, but at the end of the day, that's who he is. That's what he does well, and he plays well. So you can't really say much about the man who goes out there and straps it up every Sunday, Thursday, or Monday. Whatever it may be, he's going out there and putting his heart on the line and doing everything he can to help his team win. So the guy goes out there, talks the talk, and walks the walk. So, yeah, I enjoy it. It's good.
How about a little role-playing then? You be him, but like him on the Titans, and just talk a bunch of trash about a bunch of Jaguars.
That's not my style. Yeah, no, that's not my style. So, I mean, you know, the Jaguars, they got some good weapons out there. Running backs, talented. You got, the running backs they have. Then you got the receivers, and you got the quarterback who's playing lights out. We just seen a stat today talking about 200 rushing attempts, yards per average. You have Michael Vick at one, who was 7.0. You had a guy that I don't even remember, and number three was Blake Bortles with 6.40 attempt per carry. So, I mean, at the end of the day, those guys do a lot of things well.
They're receiving. Paul jotting that stat down right now.
Yeah, well, I need to know that guy you didn't hear of. That's the one I can't remember. You probably played like 15 years ago.
Gail Sayers.
No, it was you. Oh, yeah, it was you, Paul. That was you. I didn't know. Yeah, it was you. I forgot.
I'm not known for my my running abilities.
That's all right.
I'm more of a tackler out of recent recent events.
I'm more of a lateral speed guy.
Their receiving room has had some turnover. How much have you been kind of studying some guys that you haven't seen in this offense yet with Robinson and Hearns gone?
Oh, I've seen all those guys. I remember Cole from last year. I remember DeeDee Westbrook. I remember Moncrief because he was with the Colts. And, yeah, number 17, don't know much about him. That's Clark. I came from LSU. But other than that, a lot of those guys that I've seen and we played against them before. So, shout out to my guy Marquise Lee who got hurt in the beginning of the season. But it was one of those things where just hope that he has a speedy recovery. You know, it's my guy. But other than that, those guys that they do have playing are playing lights out, playing at a high level right now, and are good receivers. So a lot of people probably say, oh, you don't know much about them. Well, they're going to try to make sure you know a lot about them the way those guys have been playing lately.
Adoree Jackson with us on the Midday 180. Adoree, I know Marcus didn't start the game last week, but Mariota, I heard, gave a pretty good pregame speech. Is that true?
Oh yeah, Marcus was turned up. I ain't never heard that from Marcus before in my life. He was rowdy and got us going. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool to see.
Was this in the locker room or on the field?
Oh, this was in the locker room right before he went out for the national anthem. He gave us a little pep talk and got us going.
How has he looked in practice when he's been out there this week?
Oh, it looked fine to me. I don't know. It's up to the coaches, you know, whatever they go out there and do and whatever it may be. But I see him out there and Blaine and, you know, those guys are throwing good balls. So, yeah, looks good to me. But I'm not no expert. So it may look good to me. It might look bad to somebody else.
Well, would you playing on offense look good to you? Is that something you've mentioned to Vrabel? Vrabel played some offense throughout his career. He's got to know you're capable.
I know. I think he's undefeated. Every time that he was on offense, he's like, nah, whatever it was, a stat, and everyone he had was for a touchdown. So, I would think that would look lovely, see me back there on offense. I mean, did it in high school, did it in college, but it's one of those things where the coaches want me to focus on defense and special teams, and, you know, when the time is right and the opportunity presents itself, you know, they'll probably call me and let me go on offense. So until then, I'm just, you know, happy with what I'm able to do and help the team on defense and special teams.
That healthy food station in the locker room isn't too far from you. We know about your affection for peanut butter cups, and we've seen a lot of young guys come through who don't need to eat well early in their career. Have you made any changes in your diet to this point? And what do you think when you look over there and see all those guys lined up for vegan sandwiches and birdseed?
I tell people, I said, look, my grandmother lived till she was 97 and ate bacon with me when I was a kid and growing up. So, therefore, if my grandma did it, I feel like I can do it. And at the end of the day, the Lord already has it written on what may happen. So, for me, I go out there and enjoy the foods that I enjoy, but I'm not out there eating unhealthy or whatever it may be. I mean, I do, you know, get my meals where I eat, you know, what I like, but at the same time, I'm taking care of my body and understand, you know, what I need to do. And I eat my vegetables. I should tell kids, make sure you eat your vegetables, because I do eat those. And I eat a lot of other stuff. So it's not like I'm just out here eating unhealthy, but I'm not out here eating super healthy. I'm just, I tried it before I did it. You know, it's great food, but at the end of the day, I like my chicken. I like my pork. I like my bacon. I like my steaks. I just like meat. So, that's what I do.
Adoree Jackson with us. Adoree, final thing for you. I know growing up you could quote Space Jam. You probably still can. Are you pumped about the remake that's coming out with LeBron?
Yeah, I'm only pumped if they put me in the movie as an extra or something. I feel like it's one of those things. Like, it's going to be like The Incredibles. You feel me? It took a while for it to come out. So people who enjoy Space Jam or whatever it may be are eager to see what they do. I want to know how the storyline is going to be. Because, you know, when Michael Jordan did it, you know, at the end, he said it's only one way to find out if he still has it. And then the movie cuts off. So now I wonder if they're going to twine it in, they're going to put Michael Jordan in it or whatever it may be. So I'm excited to see, what they come up with, the ideas. And now hopefully they hear this interview or whatever it may be and let me be an extra or let me be on set just to experience and see it.
You've got more connections in Hollywood than we do. Come on, man.
Okay, let me call SC and Maverick Carter and then.
That's right.
Well, guys. Will Ferrell can make it happen, too, the SC alum.
Exactly.
Hey, man, thank you for the time. appreciate you joining us after practice, and we'll see you in Jacksonville.
Hey, start sucking up to Logan. He's told us he's going to bring some guests through. You got to get your day on his show.
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell Logan, make sure he brings me on consecutive times. I need to be on a lot. me and Logan, I told you we should co-host, like I said last year. But, yeah, it should be the three amigos. Call us the compadres. Me, Logan, and Malcolm.
we like that you want in. So we'll keep poking you with it.
Make sure to have some Reese's peanut butter cups there for you too, if you're a co-host.
Oh yeah, so McDonald's actually came out with a new chicken tender. I think it's like a sweet and spicy. So if I ever come on the show, would you guys please have those waiting for me?
Sure.
Oh, I like his placing an order. He hasn't gotten the invite yet, but he's setting up the menu.
Hey,
like
just it. In case, I will feel loved and welcome when that happens.
All right, we got a production assistant intern right here. She's taking notes.
Thank you so much for taking notes. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Adoree.
All right, appreciate you guys take care. Yeah, no
you
problem.
You too, man. Adoree Jackson has been our guest.